Let's head over to Malaga in Spain and ask, how does the 2020 European Capital of Smart Tourism approach digitalization? And will this be the future of tourism after COVID-19?
Hello, and thank you for listening. My name is Mark Sanderson, and I am the International Economic Development Director and also the European Capital of Smart Tourism spokesman for the city of Malaga, Spain. I'm happy to share with you today how our city approaches digitalization and provide you with some specific examples from the tourism sector. Malaga has long been the gateway to the Costa del Sol, and today it is an entrepreneurial smart city where rich cultural heritage and technology meet to improve the quality of life for citizens and for tourists. Being the sixth largest city in Spain and having to compete with the likes of Madrid and Barcelona, the city operates like a startup, quick, agile, and willing to test new ideas. Luckily, Malaga is part of an innovative ecosystem called Malaga Valley, comprised of high-tech companies, startups, universities, research and development labs, and investors. The Malaga Tech Park opened in 1992 with just 8 companies and today is home to more than 640 multinational and local companies. Telecommunications, fintech, components manufacturing, and software development are among the sectors represented at the park. Over the years, these companies have driven change and proposed pioneering projects to the city. Also, being a port city and a popular tourist destination, foreigners visiting Malaga act like entrepreneurs by bringing fresh new ideas, and they often are early adapters for new digital products. Innovation have been a part of our city vision since 1992 with the publication of the first strategic plan. In addition to implementing special new technology projects from the plan, in 2006, Malaga was the first Spanish city to create an innovation and new technologies department independent from the traditional IT services. Over the years, this department has sponsored renewable energy, electric mobility, biogas, and digital pilot projects with multinational companies and local startups. Today, that department is called Innovation and Urban Digitalization and is leading the city to the future. In 2012, Malaga was recognized by IBM as a smart city and has since been a leader and a reference in digital smart city solutions. In 2017, the Spanish central government opened the Spanish Digital Content Hub in Malaga. This 12,000 square meter facility offers training courses for individuals, office space for companies, and organizes events focusing on virtual reality, augmented reality, animation, video game design, and other digital content. Thanks to the companies at the Digital Content Hub, Malaga already had virtual tours of a majority of the museums and monuments in the city when the pandemic hit last year. Throughout the last 12 months, we've been working to update and improve the virtual visits to our city and other cities around Spain. When it comes to digitalization, it's all about data. Malaga is proud to have the largest number of registered open data sets in Spain, with 912 sets and over 2,200 resources. Of course, open data can be difficult to digest. Therefore, in 2018, the city created a personalized chatbot called Victoria la Malagueña. Now citizens and tourists can easily access bus schedules, museum times, traffic condition, and other city data through an easy-to-use voice recognition platform. When looking at specific examples in the tourism sector, we can mention the revival of the QR codes. Malaga introduced QR codes over 10 years ago, so when the pandemic began, the city simply had to add more codes and update the content. Another example is a beach application that was developed last summer by the University of Malaga. This app uses remote sensors, the Internet of Things, to provide information about beach conditions, and it uses artificial intelligence to predict crowd size, which was very important during the pandemic when social distancing was required. Finally, the city has recently introduced a beacon project. Using low-energy Bluetooth technology, the 61 beacons located throughout the city provide tourists with information in 5 different languages and collect anonymous data regarding monument visits, tour times, and other information. This past March, the city published the Tourism Plan 2024, with over 50 projects focusing on innovation and technology, sustainability, accessibility, and governance. Big data analysis and digital payment systems are prevalent throughout the plan. As you see, city leaders understand technology, local companies are leaders in innovation and can deliver high-tech solutions, and finally, citizens and tourists embrace new digital solutions. Well, I hope that you have found this brief introduction interesting and that you are able to visit us in Malaga soon. Thank you very much.